WTAW News Time is 7 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news. Brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube, your full-service oil and lube shop on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. If you've been driving around town the last couple of days, you've noticed traffic is already increasing in the Twin Cities. 12 major accidents were reported in College Station yesterday between 5 and 8 p.m. 8 years ago, College Station voters approved a bond issue that included improvements at Lick Creek Park. The city council was told at this week's meeting that a greenway trail through the nature park is expected to open next month. Earlier this month, former members of the council approved a utility easement that will connect the city's sewer treatment plant with the former Texas World Speedway, which is becoming the residential retail Southern Point development. Water Services Director David Coleman says the trail above the sewer line will be maintained by the city. Let me get you that audio from Dave Coleman. Here it is.
They probably won't even notice there will be an occasional manhole cover. Some of them are raised, but on the existing trail, they're kind of fun. They make some jumps if you're on a mountain bike. It's pretty good.
The former council also approved an agreement sought by the developers that the infrastructure costs will be paid through increased utility bills. No date was announced when construction will begin. Former members of the Bryan City Council at this week's meeting approved more flashing lights at school zones. Public Works Director Jason Barfnett was asked about the staff recommendation.
There are several schools that don't have those. These would be controlled ultimately by our signal system off of Lucia Tower, so they could be controlled on the times they come on and go off.
The flashing lights will be installed around 5 elementary schools along with Bryan Collegiate High School. Lights will be replaced around Allen Academy. The council also approved replacing traffic signals at Villa Maria and Carter Creek, a project which will also include a right turn lane from Villa Maria to Carter Creek approaching the new Sol Ross School. Brazos County Commissioners have agreed to enter formal negotiations with the College Station School District, which is requesting the Sheriff's Office to staff school resource officers at middle and high schools.
Talked with the Sheriff about early on was that that was part of our requirement, that there wouldn't be any cost to the county. So we'll move forward with the contract, and I believe we can get one worked out based on discussions with Dr. Ely.
Superintendent Clark Ely says CSISD was planning to pay all county expenses.
We're so excited that the Brazos County Sheriff's Office is so eager to work with us, and Sheriff Kirk and his staff wanting to develop a partnership.
The College Station Police Department is in its final year of providing SROs. Dr. Ely anticipates an overlap period where both agencies are involved. Brazos County Commissioners are moving ahead with building a third phase of the Brazos County Expo. Yesterday's unanimous vote gives the go-ahead to seek bids on what General Manager Tom Quarles says is a $3 million project. It begins with finishing out one livestock stall barn.
And then we're going to go right behind it, and we're going to build a covered warm-up arena that's dedicated strictly to all types of equine events on warming up.
There will also be major upgrades to the outdoor sound, lighting, and power systems, and the South Arena concession stand will be modified to allow cooking. The pressure is on for the new mayors of the Twin Cities in at least one aspect. That's the annual bell ringing challenge to benefit the local Salvation Army. The topic was brought up during both city council meetings Monday night. Bryan City Manager Keene Register noted former mayor Jason Bienski won the challenge the last 5 years, which is something College Station's new mayor, Carl Mooney, already knew.
Brian's always given us some stiff competition, and we need to see what we can do.
The mayor's challenge is scheduled for Saturday, December 3rd at the Walmarts in College Station and in Bryan on Briarcrest. WTAW News Time is 11 minutes after 7. It's 54 degrees. Text us at 979-695-1620. This look at news is brought to you by Tradition Mobile One Oil and Lube. More news at 7:30 or online at WTAW.com. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Be good to your vehicle, and it'll be good to you. Hi, I'm Gabriel Garcia from Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube. And while that's a simple concept, it's so true. We're a full-service oil and lube shop with years of experience. And that experience tells us to always go the extra mile for our customers. Like topping off fluids for free on most vehicles and free tire pressure checks.
See Tradition's Mobile One Oil and Lube on Villa Maria at 2818 next to Rally Car Wash, or at East William J. Bryan next to the main post office. Brad Mitchell in the studio right now with Matt from Sunshine Fun Pools. How you doing today, Matt?
I'm great, Brad. How are you doing today?
I am awesome. Now, I got a couple of questions for you here. If somebody is looking to add a pool to their home and
they don't know exactly where to start, the question I have for you is, do you guys help them design a pool that will go well with their home?
Yes, Brad. In fact, we take our time with customers. We really like to sit down with them and try to get a feel for what they really want and then design something perfect for their backyard.
Speaking of backyards, if you have a backyard that's, say, low on surface area, let's say that you kind of have a smaller backyard, do you guys help design pools that will fit in a small backyard?
Yeah, it's funny because backyards have become increasingly smaller, and yet customers want to put more and more in them. So we actually employ a lot of technology that allow us to put some really high-end, beautiful pools in some smaller areas.
Awesome. Don't forget, you can get 50% off a spa heated by Hayward, or you can get a free Hayward heater for your pool. Call Sunshine Fun Pools at 979-690-3343 or click sunshinefunpools.com.
It's Aggie football season, and Texas A&M Transportation Services offers game day parking and shuttle options. Park near Bush Library, Bonfire Memorial off University Drive, Northside Garage, or on Agronomy Road and pay $20 and $25 cash. Enjoy free shuttles to campus lots. Ride the downtown Bryan shuttle or get to the grid shuttle from Momentum Plaza. Download the Destination Aggieland app for pre- and post-game traffic and parking info, or prepay at parking near Kyle Field at Kane Garage or other locations. Follow on Twitter. Get to Aggie Game.
Are you thinking about building a new home or maybe moving to the country? Have you found that home site you love? Let Brenham National Bank help make your dreams come true. We're experts in land, construction, and long-term mortgage financing. If you're ready to buy that lot, build a new home, or find long-term financing, ask us to help. Brenham National Bank. We make banking fun. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Good morning, 713 Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports, 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on actionsportstx.com.
Cold front will push some showers and thunderstorms through the region this morning. They will taper off, and then skies will start to clear later this afternoon. We're going to be up to about 65 to 70 later today. We should be clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, we've got high pressure in place, a beautiful Thanksgiving day shaping up for the region. Lots of sun, 70 to 75. It'll turn cloudy for Friday with a chance of a shower. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, the Aggs take on LSU tomorrow night on Kyle Field. We'll check in with Zach Taylor for your final Aggie football report of the season. Also tomorrow, the Aggie men's basketball team hits the hardwood against CSUN for the 2016 Wooden Legacy in Fullerton. Tonight, the A&M volleyball and women's basketball teams gear up for action as the volleyball team wraps up their regular season facing LSU at Reed, and the basketball team hits the road to take on the Little Rock Trojans. And in the NHL, say hello to the league's newest addition, the Las Vegas Knights. All the details are coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
There you are. So it's tomorrow's Thanksgiving. I don't know if you heard about it. It was in all the papers.
Really?
Yeah.
I must have missed that.
Yeah, we won't be working tomorrow.
Nope.
So Domino's says that tonight, biggest night of the year.
Really?
Bigger even than Super Bowl.
Really?
Wow.
Seems that lots of families, you know, they've already gotten to where they need to be.
Yep. They don't want to cook.
Don't want to cook. Got to do something quick, easy. And, you know.
I guess it makes sense.
It does. And it's there. Of course, delivery helps out a lot, too.
Yeah.
You can just wait and the person shows up and they're little automobile with their little oven, and, you know, there you go. So, also, the night before Thanksgiving is huge as far as bars.
Yes.
Mostly college kids who go home.
Yes.
Go out and party, getting together with their old high school friends for a night of fun and frivolity.
Mm-hmm.
And I can remember that would happen, being a townie.
Yep.
That what would happen is the places that you'd go were still crowded. It was just crowded with people who you knew.
Exactly. Yeah. It's like many high school reunions.
Yeah,
it's great.
Exactly. They would do that. They're much better than the high school reunion because the losers aren't there.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. That's it. Now, the other thing is that tonight is also a great night for some bad television.
Yeah. Oh, all right.
Well, because, I mean, look, people are there. They're visiting. Okay, that's fine. But then after a while, you've really heard that story. You want to go ahead and wander into the living room and watch something. So tonight, I knew you'd want to see it. It's the Hollywood Walk of Fame Honors. It's on the CW tonight at 7 o'clock. A tribute to the Hollywood Walk of Fame, which you have to pay to be on,
exactly.
Okay?
Exactly.
You got to pay for your star. Anyway, with celebrities such as Dean Cain.
Oh, yeah, the famous Dean Cain who's been in stuff since
Louis
the 90s.
Louis Gossett Jr. and Justin Baldoni, plus many more.
Many more that you don't know.
Star-studded.
Musical performances by Mike Love and some of the Beach Boys. It'll be hosted by Joe and Gia Montaigne.
Okay,
then. So
that'll
be on tonight at 7. At 8 o'clock tonight on NBC, it's a Saturday Night Live that celebrates their different classic their Thanksgiving sketches that they have decided are classics. So that'll be on for you. There is one, Charlie Brown Thanksgiving. That'll be on at 7 o'clock tonight on ABC.
Nice.
A special bonus cartoon, This is America, Charlie Brown, will follow. And Macy's 90th Thanksgiving Day Parade special tonight on NBC at 7 o'clock. NBC will celebrate the 9 decades of Macy's Thanksgiving Day Parade by looking back at the extravagant balloons, unique floats, and performances featured in previous processions. So, in other words, it's a best of. Let's fill
it's
it
a highlight
commercial.
Reel. Yeah.
Let's fill it with commercials and see if we can sell that. So, there's some really, really great TV there for you tonight. So
you're saying go to the bar?
Well, something. You go back to pizza, okay? And not that you would on the night before Thanksgiving, but has anybody ever introduced a turkey pizza?
Ooh.
I mean, you consider...
Maybe like a,
with gravy instead of sauce?
Well, in the last 10 years, I mean, the consumption of turkey has just shot through the roof because people eat it at other times rather than holidays. You know, it'd be a sliced turkey sandwich or whatever. I mean, turkey's done a great job of getting people
it's
to
healthy.
Buy more and more. It is.
It's
all
leaner.
Those things going on for you. So... You know, from that standpoint...
You could definitely do, like, a ground turkey sausage on pizza.
Okay, yeah, sure. That could work.
And it wouldn't be, like, super out of the norm.
Yeah, maybe like a stuffing crust?
Well, I don't know.
All right, Brad, now you're getting a little crazy.
A little weird.
I'm just trying to make a Thanksgiving pizza, all right?
But here's the other thing. Have you ever thought about turkey eggs? I mean, makes sense, right?
Poultry, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
And they do, you know, and apparently they are becoming...
They lay eggs?
Yeah, there you go. They are becoming a thing.
What?
Yes, turkey eggs are becoming a
yes,
thing.
Yes, Chelsea, that's how they're born.
Yeah, well, I wasn't going to go there, but I figured you knew. Anyway, the eggs are a little bit larger than chicken eggs, but they cost 10 times more.
Wow.
And here's
do
the
they
reason.
Just, oh, go ahead, tell
well,
me.
Well, they don't lay as many.
Yep.
And obviously, turkey farmers make a heck of a lot more money raising the birds for the meat than they do with the eggs. Now, most of them don't forego the egg business completely, but it's not that big a deal.
Well, and isn't it like turkeys are raised to be so big that they have a hard time?
Oh, yeah. Oh,
like,
yes. Without
breeding.
A doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay.
Everything. I mean, they can't fly. They can't do any of that stuff.
Right. So most of them are like artificially inseminated.
Yep. Turkeys produce far fewer eggs, about 2 or 3 a week.
Oh. Huh.
Yeah. So, again, that's
chickens
how many,
are like, pah,
a chicken
we can do that in an hour.
Exactly. You know, once a day kind of thing. So it is. It's a completely different world for them. But if you talk to chefs who have used turkey eggs, they're much, they taste basically the same, but they're much fluffier.
Oh.
And so as a result, if you use it in baking, it does make a difference. It's just, do you want to pay 10 times as much for that?
Oh, someone will. Yeah. Someone
well, yeah.
will.
No, they're out there. That's
it's leaner.
Yeah. I can't believe I never thought about turkey eggs before.
I haven't either, obviously.
Weird.
They lay eggs?
Yeah. What? Yeah. Okay, well, all right, so that's...
Oh, we had a texter who apparently has tried one before,
all
and
right.
they said turkey eggs aren't gamey like duck eggs,
okay.
but they are yummy.
Oh, interesting.
Who's
okay.
eating duck eggs, too?
Well, I guess
people
I've heard
have
of
done
duck
that
eggs.
Before, sure. Well,
you've
okay.
got your quail egg,
oh,
which
yeah.
is like the little tiny egg.
That I've heard of,
that's,
yeah.
Yeah, that's hard work because, you know, it takes a whole lot of them. They look like little malted milk balls. Anyway, so as we do kind of try to extend the idea of flavors for Thanksgiving, maybe one of these days we will have a turkey pizza. But you think about Thanksgiving and it's, well, turkey and stuffing and gravy and cookies and eggnog and candy cane. Candy canes. What if you combined gravy and candy canes? That's right, because 2016 hasn't dumped enough on us already. You now can get brown and white gravy flavored candy shaped like candy canes, but they taste more like that stuff that you pour on the turkey. If a gravy flavored candy cane doesn't make your mouth water, they've got other. Well, okay, but they've got bacon. They've got coffee, they've got pickle, and they've got wasabi. Candy canes for all occasions.
It's a new day, a fresh start, because Time Warner Cable is now Spectrum. Redefining what a cable company can be, with promises to make and promises to keep. Like crystal clear HD picture and sound. Thousands of on-demand choices and internet speeds fast enough to get you where you want to go. Instantly. All delivered over the most advanced fiber-rich digital network in the nation. With over 90,000 employees working hard every day to earn your business. In the state of touchdowns, Tex-Mex, boots, and barbecue, nothing but the best will ever do. And it never should. Welcome to America's fastest-growing TV, internet, and voice provider. Welcome to Spectrum. Call 844-97-SPECTRUM or visit spectrum.com for more details.
In today's world, everyone needs internet. Parents use the internet for banking, shopping, email, planning the next trip to the Magic Kingdom, or one of the great state parks in Texas. Kids and teens need the internet for homework, the latest video game, and listening to their favorite radio station. The professionals at Starfire offer super fast high-speed internet with unlimited data usage available in the city or country. Starfire also offers Dish Network or DirecTV with packages starting as low as $39.99 per month. If you are looking for high-speed internet and great television programming with local professional installation at the best possible prices, call Starfire today. Go ahead. Make the comparison to your current cable and internet bill and give Starfire a call today. 979-776-2215. That's 979-776-2215. Serving the Brazos Valley since 1984. Starfire.
On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush41.com. On Wednesday, December 7th, the George Bush 41 Center will host a series of events commemorating the 75th anniversary of the Pearl Harbor attack, starting with outdoor patriotic revelry, progressing to an indoor panel moderated by Britt Hume of Fox News, and culminating with a tour of the newest exhibit at the Bush Presidential Library called Pearl Harbor Remembered. Former President George H.W. Bush and Senator Bob Dole are scheduled to attend with other special guests. It's free to attend, but interested persons must first RSVP at Bush Events at Bush41.org.
Building a home is a big decision, but it doesn't have to be a big hassle. Hi, I'm Larry Marriott, introducing Classic Homes by Marriott. We understand the importance of turnkey solutions and budget constraints. Let us simplify your home building experience. We're with you every step of the way from blueprint to move-in. You'll have a home to fit your family needs and budget. Classic Homes by Marriott, backed by our family guarantee and the Marriott tradition of excellence. Call us at 696-1787 or click MarriottHomes.com.
726, News Talk 1620, WTAW. You know, we got a great history here in Texas. We got wonderful stuff from the things we've done here. But, you know, get up in the northeastern part of the United States, they've been at it a little longer than we have, okay?
Yeah.
You know, they got national history. Well, the Massachusetts Department of Transportation needs to apologize to drivers and tourists and locals this week for a misprinted sign that read Cod Cape instead of Cape Cod. I mean, how bad, you know,
it's
really.
Though
the sign was made,
change.
It was made by an outside contractor, so they're not going to take the responsibility for that. But MassDOT said that their engineers were supposed to be looking at this thing and whoever it was who designed the sign, whoever it was who installed the sign.
Maybe not made in America?
Well, that'd be interesting.
Oh, yeah.
All right, there we go.
But it is interesting that you say that, because I always used to, when I went to grad school out of state and I mentioned taking Texas history, people thought I was bizarre
really?
That we had our own state's history.
Well, so what, they come from Ohio, Oregon, or Montana?
Yeah,
or what?
But my friend Emily was from Philly, and she goes, our history is American history.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, well, good for you.
But we're Texans.
But
okay.
I was like, we get our own class.
Yeah. 727, Congressman Flores joins us after the news, and we'll do the rush update here in just a minute. Here's our weather. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof, 268 Roof, or UnitedRoofingPros.com. Here we go. Looks like a high temperature today, probably about 64. Sun's going to warm us up a little bit, but tonight it's down to 48. Tomorrow, Thanksgiving Day, ought to be perfect. 73 degrees and sunny skies, about 53 tomorrow night, and we'll be in the probably around 70 and mid-60s as we head all the way through the weekend, but lots of sunshine. Right now, winds out of the northwest at 13, and it's 56 degrees.
The real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinsky at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The Wolf Camp Shale Formation, a massive field of shale rock, has been discovered in West Texas. The U.S. Geological Survey says it's the largest source of shale oil ever found in America. How big is it? Well, it could yield 20 billion barrels of oil. The Wolf Camp Formation also contains 16 trillion cubic feet of natural gas, plus 1.6 billion barrels of liquid natural gas. That's a lot of energy in Red State, Texas. In fact, it's nearly three times the shale oil that led to the fracking boom in the Dakotas and Montana. For 8 years, Obama has been trying to force consumers into tiny little electric cars that nobody wants under the false premise that oil is the energy of the past, and of course, to keep the global warming hoax alive. Now, right before Obama exits the White House, we discover there's yet another vast field of oil and natural gas waiting to be had. We've got oil all over, in Pennsylvania, New York, and off the east and west coast. There's oil and gas in Colorado, the Dakotas, and Montana. The only thing we haven't had is a president willing to ignore the environmentalist wackos and go get it. To get that energy into our cars, our houses, and our businesses, and let the economy boom. It's just waiting to happen. And now it looks like it'll happen. Maybe. Timing could not be better.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620. It's happening to you every night. One snores, and the other can't sleep. It seems like there's no end to it. But now, there is a quick and easy-to-use solution. A natural solution. SnoreStop. SnoreStop was created and tested by a team of physicians and has been helping couples sleep for over 18 years. It is the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S.
Thank you, SnoreStop. You saved my marriage.
SnoreStop. Sprays or tablets are now available nationwide at Rite Aid and CVS. Or you can go online at SnoreStop.com. Don't wait. It's time to try SnoreStop and make every night a better night for both of you.
Thanks, SnoreStop. Now I'm back in the bedroom.
So don't wait. Try SnoreStop, the number one selling anti-snoring medicine in the U.S. Spray or tablets are available today at Rite Aid and CVS or online at SnoreStop.com. That's SnoreStop.com. SnoreStop, keeping you together.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty. Mortgage interest rates are still at an all-time low. However, interest rates are predicted to rise soon. Whether buying a home, investment property, rural or commercial property, trust an agent with over 20 years of real estate experience in effectively finding the best property in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact Jason Byinsky with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
Go with the best. Go with Byinsky.
What does over 140 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit ANCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-ANCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:31. It's 54 degrees. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what we do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Chelsea Reber. A $3 million expansion of the Brazos County Expo is expected to be completed by next year's Brazos Valley Fair. That's after the County Commission approved seeking bids at yesterday's meeting. Expo General Manager Tom Quarles says Phase 3 addresses current and future needs. One project is modifying the South Arena concession stand to allow cooking.
It's not uncommon for us to have two horse shows going on outside, or a livestock show and a horse show, or two livestock shows. And at the same time, we may have three, four, maybe even five events going on inside. So we're having to shuffle cooked food in the North Arena and shuffle it back to the South Arena and warm it. And so that's not an ideal situation. So we're going to put a vent hood back there.
Phase 3 will also add new sound and lighting systems, finish out a third livestock stall barn, and then behind that build a covered warm-up arena for equine events.
We're trying to get some bigger events, some national events that we haven't been able to get before because we don't have the room to be able to handle it.
The expansion will be paid out of the county's hotel occupancy tax. Former members of the Bryan City Council at their last meeting approved without dissent or discussion the replacement of traffic signals at Villa Maria and Carter Creek. The $312,000 project also includes a right turn lane for Villa Maria traffic turning to Carter Creek approaching the new Sol Ross School. And the council agreed to spend $75,000 to add flashing lights at six school zones. That was after hearing from Public Works Director Jason Barfneck.
They're similar to what we have in some other locations where they're not just signs, but they actually flash for those 20-mile-per-hour school zones, the flash to alert the driving traffic of the school zone change.
The flashing lights will be installed around Bryan Collegiate and five elementary schools, Bowen, Branch, Carver Kemp, Houston, and Neal. Existing lights will also be replaced around Allen Academy. Pulled from Monday night's agenda was considering a sidewalk along Sandy Point Road from Highway 21 West to the Forest Park Apartments. Former Councilman Rafael Pena, who had repeated attempts for the sidewalk, did not attend the meeting. The College Station City Council was told at this week's meeting that completion of the new Lick Creek Park Trail is expected next month, but there will be more construction inside the park. That's after action earlier this month by the former council to allow a utility easement through the park to what will be a new residential retail development on the site of Texas World Speedway. Water Services Director Dave Coleman says there will be a 50-foot-wide construction zone, and when completed, there will be a 30-foot trail.
The developer is committed to minimize the amount of cutting that is going to be required to do that. They're going to work around trees that are above a certain size. They're going to reseed the corridor, and then the Parks Department will come back and create a new trail along that corridor.
No date was announced when construction will begin. The former council also approved an agreement sought by the owners of the Southern Point development that water and sewer lines will be paid through increased customer bills. The College Station School District's request to have Brazos County Sheriff's deputies take over as school resource officers at middle and high schools has been accepted by county commissioners. Superintendent Clark Ely says he's looking forward to negotiating an agreement where CSISD picks up all the expenses.
And then we appreciate the commissioner's court for their consideration of it. It's a complicated issue. It's something that the county has never done in the past, at least in this county. It's done a number of places across the state. But we understand they're wanting to take their due diligence and their time to consider all the different aspects that go into that.
County Judge Dwayne Peters was among those emphasizing there will be no cost to the county.
And I believe we can get one worked out based on discussions with Dr. Ely. So, and I don't think, based on yours and my discussion, I don't think there'll be any cost to the county.
Dr. Ely expects there will be an overlap period where deputies will be on campus learning the ropes with College Station police officers, which is in its final year providing SROs. A five-year winning streak is on the line between the cities and the competition of which city council can raise the most money in the Salvation Army's Holiday Red Kettle campaign. The mayoral challenge, which is a week from Saturday, was a subject brought up Monday night at both city council meetings. In Bryan, that was part of the thanks City Manager Keene Register gave to former Mayor Jason Byinski.
You're the Salvation Army bell ringing challenge winner 5 years in a row.
The challenge was accepted by College Station's new mayor, Carl Mooney.
We'll be out at Walmart on December 3rd, so come on out and put some money in that red kettle.
Members of the Bryan Council will be at the Walmart on Briarcrest. And if you're interested in ringing bells, details are online on a Facebook page titled The Salvation Army Bryan College Station. The Labor Department's overtime rule has been blocked by a federal judge in Texas.
The rule, backed by President Obama, extends overtime pay to more than 4 million workers, requiring employers to pay overtime to most salaried workers who earn less than $47,000 annually. The regulation, which business groups claimed would cost them $12 billion a year over the next decade, raised the salary threshold from $455 to $913 a week. Bill Hammond is the CEO of the Texas Association of Business and was the plaintiff in the case.
We're very optimistic with the new administration will allow this very bad regulation to die.
Texas and 20 other states had sued to block it. The regulation was set to go in effect on December 1st. Austin York, TSN News.
12 major accidents were reported in College Station yesterday evening in a three-hour period. Just a reminder, traffic has increased with Thanksgiving and the A&M-LSU football game tomorrow. WTAW News Time is 7:37. It's 54 degrees. You can text us at 979-695-1620. This Look at News is brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Congressman Bill Flores will join the show next. I'm Chelsea Reber, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Malik is more than just an air conditioning company, more than a service. We are problem solvers. We are leaders in operational excellence. We are a team, and we are family. We have a passion to help you. We train every day for it. We're prepared. We roll up our sleeves and do the hard work so you don't have to. And we set the bar high in AC and heating. We are Aggies, helping Aggies. This is Malik, and we make the difference. MalikService.com. License TACLA 9262C.
7:39, Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Action Sports, home of the Can-Am Spider and Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see yourself at Action Sports. 202 Holloman Drive East. Click on ActionSportsTX.com.
Cold front will push some showers and thunderstorms through the region this morning. They will taper off, and then skies will start to clear later this afternoon. We're going to be up to about 65 to 70 later today. We should be clear through the overnight, 45 to 50. Tomorrow, we've got high pressure in place, a beautiful Thanksgiving day shaping up for the region. Lots of sun, 70 to 75. It'll turn cloudy for Friday with a chance of a shower. Highs Friday, 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
I'm Brad Mitchell. Coming up in sports, as the Aggs get set to take on LSU on Kyle Field tomorrow, Zach Taylor has audio from Coach Kevin Sumlin and wideout Josh Reynolds in your last Aggie football report of the season. Meanwhile, the football team isn't the only Aggie team facing LSU this week, as the volleyball team wraps up their regular season against the Tigers tonight at Reed Arena. In A&M basketball, both teams hit the road as the men take on CSUN for the 2016 Wooden Legacy in Fullerton tomorrow, and the women face the Little Rock Trojans tonight in Arkansas, and the Las Vegas Golden Knights are the newest team to join the NHL ranks. All the details and more coming up in sports on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
That's us, 740. Congressman Bill Flores in the studios again with us this morning. Good morning. How are you?
Yeah, I'm doing great, Scott. Didn't have to take a shower this morning, put on any socks, so I'm doing awesome.
Great thing about radio, right?
That's right. Nobody can see us.
There you go. But we did see you Sunday on TV. You were on Fox. Had an opportunity to talk with them on Sunday morning. Actually, about stuff we had talked about last Wednesday in what the future held, at least short term. Let's talk about, obviously, there are planning things that are being done by leadership as you get back to work in D.C. Kind of give us a peek behind that curtain.
Well, the most important thing we're going to get to do is to undo a bunch of President Obama's regulatory legacy. We have a law today called the Congressional Review Act, and that allows Congress to look back 60 legislative days, which would take us back into May of this year. And it says that we can introduce a resolution in the House to undo a new regulation the president rolled out. For instance, let's think of the Department of Labor overtime rule, which is killing our businesses in this community. What we can do is we can say, okay, that regulation should be reversed. Then the bill goes to the Senate, and there is limited debate, and it cannot be filibustered. So that means that only 51 senators have to vote for this. We can start queuing these things up on January the 3rd when we're sworn into office and send them over to the president's desk on January the 20th when President Trump is inaugurated. And then he can begin to sign those things, and we can reverse a big chunk of the regulatory onslaught that American families have faced the last few months. It's gonna be really cool in terms of the things that we can do to give everybody a chance to take a breath, to try to say, okay, I can reinvest in my business. I can reinvest in hiring people. I can hire, I can buy more property, plant, and equipment. It's going to be an awesome thing because the president's regulatory community has been in overtime the last several months, and so we'll just be able to roll back a big chunk of that.
All right, so now, and again, so people understand, and you're just hearing about it. There may be people just hearing about it today because the Texas federal judge has blocked the idea that if you make basically less than $47,000, they have to salary you, and the overtime situation kicks in. And for instance, I mean, taking it personally, our radio stations, it's very, very difficult on us. You take that and you multiply it by thousands and thousands and thousands. So there'd be a lot of businesses that would have to do some really cumbersome things. So what you're telling me is we can presume that the judge's action would stay in effect long enough for Congress to be able to act.
That's correct. The judge has issued a stay to keep the regulation from going into effect all across the country. And then what we can do is, as of January the 20th, or within the first few days of the Trump administration, that regulation can be totally destroyed.
Okay.
And that way you roll back to current law, which, and again, think about what that does if you are the leader of Bryan Broadcasting here, the studios we're sitting in, or if you're the president of Texas A&M University. It is killed the employers in this community. I mean, I just had a roundtable with a bunch of folks that own restaurants here in the community, and they're telling me what it's done to them. Mm-hmm. That and some of the other DOL regs that have rolled out. And so if we can undo those things, and suddenly our small business people can take a deep breath and they can exhale and they say, okay, now I know what the future's like. I can hire again. And I don't have to replace my people with automation and things like that. So
okay, so now you have more than 50 Republicans in the Senate, and you only need 51 on this. So many times the House has done what you felt you needed to do, and the Senate has held you up. So fingers crossed that the Senate will act expediently on these as well.
From what I understand in my conversations with Speaker Ryan and Majority Leader McCarthy is that the Senate is on board with these things. And so Majority Leader McConnell and John Cornyn as the whip have said that this is the direction they want to move forward. Now, I've got a conference call set up with John Cornyn next week, and I'm hoping that he'll confirm that for me. But anyway, that's what I think we will happen. I hope some of these senators don't get a little squishy on this, because every business I've talked to throughout this district, whether in Austin or Waco or Bryan College Station, has told me they're just getting killed by the regulatory regime.
Yeah, and again, the overtime is just the latest one. There have been any number. Congressman Bill Flores in the studio with us this morning. I don't know if it's like The Apprentice or we're talking about it's like a boardwalk for potential models, but, man, we're hearing a lot of names of people going in and out of Trump Tower. What's your sense of what you've heard and what may be down the road?
Well, it's been kind of fascinating to watch the media, dwell on each of these folks as they go in and then begin to speculate about who's going to do what. And, I've heard some interesting ones. Let me say this. I think some of President-elect Trump's nominations, I think, are really good. I mean, Mike Pompeo for CIA director. Mike and I got elected and came into Congress at the same time. He is a rock-solid conservative. He was number one in his class at West Point. He went to Harvard Law School. Great guy. He and I worked together well on the Energy and Commerce Committee. So he's going to be a superstar. I think he's going to be good. I think Rice Priebus, as chief of staff, is going to be good. There are a couple of them I think are less. I'm less impressed with. I mean, Bannon. He led Breitbart in a different direction. Andrew Breitbart used to go attack the left. Bannon likes to attack the right, mm-hmm. And I didn't like that too much. I think Nikki Haley as UN ambassador will be pretty good. She sure is a whole lot better than Susan Rice, her current ambassador. But then you had Tulsi Gabbard, the representative from Hawaii, go in. And some chatter about her being Secretary of State and Secretary of Defense. She's got no credentials to do that. I think the good thing that I've seen from President-elect Trump, he's inviting a bunch of people in so he gets a lot of ideas, and I think that helps him form the definition of what his cabinet is going to look like in the future.
Secretary of State, what's your thought?
My personal preference would be Mitt Romney. Mitt Romney, I think, is a quick study, and I think that he knows that we've got to put America first. Look, his style is a lot different than Donald Trump's, but the Secretary of State, I think, has to have a different style than Donald Trump does. And I think it would, if you go back to the 2012 election, Mitt Romney hit the nail on the head when he and Obama were asking a debate who the biggest threat is. Romney said Russia. He hit it exactly right. And so I think he would be the perfect person to use to move forward. And I think Trump is smart enough to look past the comments that Romney made. It's unfortunate. Romney, I think, was ill-advised to make those statements.
It's the arena, I guess. It's the arena. Now, tell me, is there a place in this administration for Newt Gingrich, in your opinion?
I don't think so. Look, Newt is super smart, and he's an idea man. The challenge with Newt is he'll have 100 ideas, and only 3 of them are pretty good. And so if you put him in charge of a big part of the government, he'd have the staffs of that department run around chasing all 100 ideas. When really, if you're going to put Newt in a position, you got to have a filter right below him that says, okay, 97 of these ideas are no good, so we're going to focus on the 3. And you'd have some really good outcomes if you could do that, but I think it would be hard to do. So, if I were President-elect Trump, I would stay close to Newt Gingrich and keep him as some sort of an advisor, but I wouldn't put him in charge of an agency because the agency would effectiveness would be diluted by chasing a bunch of bunny trails.
Finally, a group of students have circulated a petition at A&M to make this campus a sanctuary campus, protecting those who are, I'm going to say illegals rather than undocumented, because that's kind of how I feel about it. But tell me what the impact would be and what your thoughts are on this.
To the extent that these students are dreamers, our constituents here in this community are fine with some sort of immigration reform that gives them a path to citizenship because they didn't break the law themselves, their parents did. What we need to do is let the legislative process work out to come up with the immigration reform that we need to deal with that. Now, of course, we're going to have to protect the border first is job one. My recommendation at A&M is not become a sanctuary campus because folks like me would have a hard time ever helping them get any federal funding in the future. As a matter of fact, I'd work to cut it off. And I know that sounds like an extreme statement, but look, there is a law that's been broken, and if Texas A&M becomes complicit in breaking that law, then they should not receive any federal funds. There's no difference between that and giving federal funds to a sanctuary city that is harboring lawbreakers. So, but again, I want to say this in the right way. I'm not trying to be trying to be insensitive to the plight of the dreamers. To me, they didn't break the law, so we've got to come up with some sort of way to say, okay, you go serve in the military, do public service, and you can get on a path to citizenship. And our constituents are fine with that. But don't start trying to say that you deserve some sort of special protection here because you don't. I mean, you just don't.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website at WTAW.com. Have a happy Thanksgiving, you and your family. Glad that you're back in town.
Well, I'd like to tell all our listeners or ask all our listeners to have a happy Thanksgiving, to remember to pray for our military men and women who aren't going to be enjoying it with their families, and for our first responders that may not be at home, and also for our country during these difficult but yet exciting times.
All right. Thank you, sir.
WRI Tractors is officially open for business. Your authorized dealer for Massey Ferguson Tractors and Heston Hay Products. WRI Tractors is the largest Massey Ferguson and Coyote tractor dealership in the state of Texas. WRI also has Intimidator UTVs, Spartan and Grasshopper lawnmowers, and features Big Tex trailers. Need outdoor equipment? WRI has it. Check out WRI Tractors, now open for business. 6290 West State Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-822-6800.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Child's Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
With the economy in turmoil today and unemployment figures struggling to right themselves, thankfulness may be in short supply for many of us this year. But the early pilgrims encountered extreme hardship as well. But perhaps their response to their situation will be instructive to us today. Hi, this is Jim Daly with Focus on the Family. The pilgrims' effort to colonize America was fraught with challenge from the moment they stepped foot on the Mayflower. The journey across the Atlantic took them 65 days in miserable conditions. A number of the passengers became ill, and one person died before they reached the shore of their new home. Once they landed, winter was upon them, and the cold and snow frustrated their efforts to establish a new settlement. Over 100 pilgrims had arrived in the new land, but less than 50 survived the harsh winter. Despite this adversity, only a few months later, the pilgrims' new governor, William Bradford, proclaimed a day of thanksgiving to God for his grace and provision. What a lesson for us today. Despite all the pilgrims had lost and the horrible circumstances they endured, they still gave thanks for what they had, however little or much that may have been. Their sense of thanks had increased through their trials, not diminished. Americans have faced incredible challenges over the past several years, and maybe you've had your own battles to fight. Collectively, our nation's spirit is strong, and I believe God deserves our thanks for carrying us through. To help your family thrive, visit FocusOnTheFamily.com.
I'm Jay Farner, president of Quicken Loans. Mortgage rates have dropped again. In fact, recently, mortgage rates have dropped to the second lowest level in history. Now is the time for you to take advantage of these historically low rates and save serious money every month by refinancing your mortgage. The rate today on a 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is all the way down to 3.99%. APR 4.77%. Call Quicken Loans today at 800-QUICKEN to see how far we can lower your mortgage payment. For 6 years in a row now, J.D. Power has ranked Quicken Loans highest in the nation in customer satisfaction for primary mortgage origination. And for the third year, they also ranked us highest in the nation for mortgage servicing. It's a great time to refinance with Quicken Loans and save hundreds every month. This ultra-low rate of 3.99% won't last long. So call 800-QUICKEN or go to quickenloans.com. That's 800-QUICKEN.
Visit jdpower.com for award information. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. Licensed in all 50 states. NMLS, consumeraccess.org, number 3030.
Good morning, I'm Brad Mitchell with a look at your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team Ford of Navasota. It's 7:54. Well, tomorrow's the big day. It's Thanksgiving, but it's also time for Aggie football. And with your Aggie football report, here's Zach Taylor.
Fighting Texas Aggie football is getting ready for a pivotal game Thanksgiving night against SEC foe LSU. Now, the Aggies have yet to beat the Tigers since joining the SEC. And for seniors like wideout Josh Reynolds, a win would be huge.
It'd be big time, you know, especially, you know, since that's one team that I've been wanting to beat since I've been here, so. And I think it's a little personal.
Now, on top of that, the game has a lot of postseason ramifications as well. Coach Sumlin was asked if that's something the team has talked about heading into this week.
Just like everything else, our guys are aware of it. Without a doubt, you know, we still got an opportunity to win double-digit games, which very few teams have that. And I think that's what's most important. And in order to do that, you can't look past Thursday and say that. So the focus still remains on Thursday and trying to complete a task to go be 1-0 this week. Then after that, it's really not up to us. And I think what we have to do is put ourselves in the best position by 10 o'clock Thursday night to see what happens.
Now, with a win, the Aggs could be going to a New Year's Day bowl, and if they lose, well, let's just not think about that. Kickoff is tomorrow night at 6:30. Pregame with Dave and Dave gets underway at 5:30 on Sports Radio 1150 and the Zone 102.7 FM, as well as News Talk 1620 WTAW. And that's been your Aggie Football Report. I'm Zach Taylor.
Thanks, Zach. In other Aggie sports, the A&M men's basketball team is West Coast bound as it opens play at the 2016 Wooden Legacy in Fullerton, California tomorrow at 1 p.m. Tomorrow's game will be broadcast on Willie 1550. Meanwhile, tonight, the A&M women's basketball team heads to Little Rock for their first road test of the season, taking on the Trojans at 6:30 p.m. Pre-game for that game will be at 6:15, and you can hear it on the Zone as well. After this game, the Aggies return home to host Abilene Christian at 6 p.m. on Saturday. Pre-game will be at 5:45, and you can catch it on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone 102.7 FM. Also tonight, the A&M volleyball team plays its final home match of the regular season as the Aggies play host to the LSU Tigers at 6:30 p.m. at Reed Arena. It'll be senior night, and A&M's five seniors, Victoria Arenas, Jasmine Babers, Emily Hardesty, Caitlin Labhart, and Casey Shebenick, will be honored after the match. Texas A&M has won 13 of its last 15 matches and is in fourth place in the SEC standings. Elsewhere in college basketball, George King scored 12 points with 13 rebounds, and Colorado upset 22nd-ranked Texas at the Legends Classic. The Buffaloes out-rebounded the Longhorns 41-32, with Colorado scoring 18 second-chance points. Kerwin Roach Jr. led Texas with 16 points. And in the NHL in Las Vegas, owner Bill Foley and Commissioner Gary Bettman have announced that the Las Vegas expansion franchise will be called the Golden Knights. The team logo is a simple front view of a fighting helmet and a conspicuous V in the middle. Their colors are steel gray, gold, red, and black. And now here's Kevin O'Connor.
Thanks, Brad. It's KO and Mike Vivaldi, Mike from Team Ford of Navasota. All right, real quick, let's get the deal of the day out of the way.
We have a 2014 Ford F-150 for $22,445.
As guys get older, they get harder and harder to figure out what to buy for. But with, what's the outfitting company?
Texas Custom Outfitters.
That would be the perfect gift for a dad. As we're closing in on Black Friday and everybody's starting to get ready for Christmas and everything, a gift card from there would be awesome.
Oh, yeah, we have gift cards available. Texas Custom Outfitters has actually been in business. We opened about 4 years ago. We can basically do just about anything you want to do to a truck. We can lift it. We can put airbags on. We can put wheels, tires, toolboxes, steps, anything from
brush guards, just everything.
Everything you want to do, we do. We are a Rhino. We're actually the number one truck bed liner applicator for Rhino in the United States.
No kidding.
Yeah, so we've got it. I think we got it down by this point. We can do it pretty quick.
And I know there's a link to that on your website, yeah?
Yeah, yeah. You can go to teamofnavasota.com and you can click on the Texas Custom Outfitters logo.
Deals are cropping up at Normanton Tractor. That means up to $4,500 in rebates on Kubota tractors, RTVs, and mowers. And get lower prices and larger cash rebates, zero down financing, zero APR on the largest selection of farm and ranch equipment. Like the new Kubota L2501 F25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor, 5-foot Land Pride shredder, 5-foot Land Pride box blade with teeth for $13,595, minus a $1,500 cash rebate and a $1,500 two-implement rebate. Pay cash of $10,500 and have it delivered today. Build your own package deal with the help of the Normandy Tractor team. And don't forget, Normandy Tractor has a large selection of trailers to bring your new tractor home. Vernon and the boys at Normandy Tractor ask, why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these? Normandy Tractor has financing to fit any budget. Experience the excellence of Kubota at the award-winning Normandy Tractor in Normandy, Texas, corner of Highway 39 and OSR, or online at normandytractor.com. Remember, nobody beats Normandy Tractor. Nobody.
The Junior League of Bryan College Station cordially invites you to this year's charity ball, Fire and Ice, on Saturday, December 3rd. The hottest event of the year will take place at the new Hall of Champions at Kyle Field, where our guests will help us raise funds to support programs benefiting women and children. Come help us celebrate our 35th anniversary and reserve your tickets today by calling 979-774-4759 or visiting jlbcs.org for more information.
Well, we only got one more hour of work. I don't know about you. We're not going to be here that much longer. But in the next hour, we will talk about Newton's third law of motion, which I'd promised to do. Oh, well, maybe not. Well, we're going to have some new food from Taco Bell. How's that? Is that better? All right. It's 8 o'clock. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.